This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on the program, California lawmakers approve a bill allowing same-sex marriages. But first, lawmakers in Washington are looking for some answers as to why the government's response to Hurricane Katrina was so feeble. Aaron Broussard, president of Jefferson Parish, spoke for many people when he described his frustration on CBS's Early Show.
Bureaucracy has murdered people in the greater New Orleans area, and bureaucracy needs to stand trial before Congress today. So I'm asking Congress, please investigate this now. Take whatever idiot they have at the top of whatever agency, give me a better idiot. You know, give me a caring idiot. Give me a sensitive idiot. Just don't give me the same idiot.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut, leaders of the Homeland Security Committee, will begin an investigation this week. I spoke earlier with Senator Lieberman. Now, we're in the midst of dealing with this tragedy, still finding survivors, uncovering dead bodies. So will a congressional investigation be distracting?
Well, that's a major concern that Senator Collins and I have, and we're very clear to state that from the beginning. We don't want to do anything in the short run that'll interfere with the recovery operations, the humanitarian relief, and the beginning of the reconstruction of not only New Orleans, but the other Gulf Coast communities. But we have begun to put our investigators to work. We'll hold a closed briefing tomorrow, basically a status report from Federal Emergency Management Agency. And then we'll go to a first public hearing next week. But bottom line, it certainly seems clear from what we know now that government at all levels failed to do what we expected it to do in a natural disaster like Katrina. And we're going to try to answer the question that we all asked after 9/11. How could this happen in America? And what can we do to make sure that it never happens again?
Well, part of the response to 9/11 was, in fact, creating the Department of Homeland Security. You helped create that. So I'm wondering if you, in part, share some of the blame.
Well, that's a fair question, and it's a question that we're going to be happy to ask. I'd certainly say at the outset that the very same shortcomings that we saw in the system as we looked after 9/11, which is that the various pieces involved in both prevention, in that case of a terrorist attack, but also response, just weren't coordinating with one another. And that's why we created the Homeland Security Department. From what I know now, the shortcomings, I think, had less to do with organizational structure and more to do with personal or organizational failures to act quickly and effectively enough.
Are you referring to FEMA Director Michael Brown?
Really anybody involved. And I'm also referring to, I think we have to in fairness say that this appears to have been a failure at all levels of government. If any heads at a roll in a short run, it's really up to the commander-in-chief. So for now, Susan Collins and I are not in the blame game or head-rolling business. We're in the investigatory business to figure out what happened.
The president has announced he's launching his own investigation. Do you think that's a good idea, or do you think that might conflict with your investigation?
No, look, that's certainly his right. It's unusual. I can't say that I've gone back over the history books, but I don't remember when a president himself headed an investigation. But the pictures that we saw of human suffering, particularly disproportionately among poor and African-American residents of New Orleans and the Gulf, really cry out to us to act. And so I don't mind there being an executive branch investigation as well as ours here in the Senate.
Well, Senator, with all due respect, wouldn't it be better to have an independent investigation, something along the lines of the 9/11 Commission, rather than the federal government essentially investigating itself?
It may well be that there ought to be an independent commission. I'm not against that. In fact, I'm for it. I want to just point out that our committee has a specific oversight responsibility for Homeland Security Department and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. We'd be derelict in our responsibilities if we as a committee did not ask, where did they fail?
Senator Joseph Lieberman, Democrat from Connecticut, co-chairing an investigation into what went wrong with regards to the federal response to Hurricane Katrina. And Senator Lieberman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.